This is KZSU Stanford. This is the second hour of Willie Reiser, This Is Your Life. And we have so much music to play, we're not going to mess around. We're just going to play some more music and get back to you. It is KZSU Stanford's Blues with a Feeling special.
Do you notice the smoke in Birmingham? In my dream the other night, you were there in my sight. I saw you with another man in my dream. I could see that it wasn't me. All you wanted to be was free. You win, I lose again in my dream. All of these years down the drain. If you must leave, why explain?
Back now with Willie Reiser here on KZSU's Extended Blues of the Feeling show. Willie, long time R&B bass player here in the Bay Area, relocated from Chicago in 1974 and hit the ground running and never stopped. It's still running to this
still
day.
Still running, yes, sir.
We were talking off, not just off mic, we were talking on the phone the other day. And you said, I got 35 gigs this month, Bird. I said,
36 now.
36. There's only 30 days in the...
Yeah. Well, in the old days, you used to be able to do better than that. In the old days, the clubs don't pay anything, and there really isn't any such thing as a musicians union, except with very few exceptions where they're even involved. So you have to take whatever they're offering. So the challenge is always to work one or two gigs a day as much as you can.
So you got like four or five doubles this month, right?
Yeah. Proud of it, too, but it you know, with the economy, the gigs, what I like to call monkey suit gigs, where you got to wear a suit and tie and sweat till you faint. The corporate parties, the weddings, the bar mitzvahs, even funerals. I mean, all those kind of gigs are just disappearing with the economy the way it is now. So you got to really hunker down in the clubs and accept whatever they're paying, or else do something else for a living at this level anyway.
And the club scene has been decimated since the economic downturn in
LA, and
I
think people are more concerned and more excited, almost understandably so, with the technology that brings them the music now.
Yeah.
And they're preoccupied with a lot of activity online and so forth that they didn't used to be. So the idea of going out to see local artists who are not particularly well-known in local clubs is not as much of a burning desire for people at this point in time. I hope that changes.
But you're still seeing people come into clubs watching the bands?
And I love every one of them. I'm glad they're there. Pass the tip jar.
And what about age? Is it a certain age bracket, or does it span the entire gamut?
I think the phenomenon I was just referring to spans the whole gamut, yeah.
So even these young people who are hooked on the internet and got the iPhone and you know, and all that, they're still going out to clubs, aren't they?
Some of them are, and they certainly support a lot of the original young bands, particularly the rock and roll bands in San Francisco. My son is in a couple of those bands, actually.
Really?
Plays bass in one band and drums in the other.
Yeah. Wow.
Sean, yeah. He's working on the guitar, too. He's a very talented kid, wonderful human being.
Very cool. Willie Reiser. Let's go down the list. We heard from Ernie Johnson. You're on his CD Just in Time from Ron Records.
Oh, yeah. Now, I remember Ron from many years ago from Toussaint McCall and Nothing Takes the Place of You and other tunes that came out of Shreveport. It's really nice to be on that label. It's one of the old Southern soul and blues labels.
Yeah, Stan Lewis.
That's right. That's right.
What speak about Ernie Johnson? He was here. Well, he's down in Dallas now, right?
Right. He's based out of Dallas, and even was when he was here. But he was on sabbatical or whatever we want to call it here for a while. And I ran into him here and was fortunate enough to record this album with him, with the great Bobby Murray on guitar and Rick Sankey on drums, and Chris Burns, who's been Maria Muldaur's keyboard player for many, many years, mm-hmm. band leader, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a wonderful experience recording with Ernie.
And some of these other names, we heard from Lucky Strike. That's a band you're still in. Richard Milam
yes,
was in
I
that
am.
Band.
Richard Milam from Greenville, Mississippi. A wonderful singer, like so many Southerners. He really understood the country and western, the rock and roll, the R&B, like a Delbert McClinton kind of character. He kind of sang them all at once. It was just Southern music, and a very soulful human being. He died a few years ago, but we continue on. In fact, he's still in the band. We couldn't replace him. He was too good. So the drummer and the guitar player did his singing now. We work at the Saloon in San Francisco.
So the Saloon allowed you guys to just keep going.
Yeah.
Even though Richard's
I think
gone.
They loved Richard so much that had a lot to do with the fact that we kept right on going.
His legacy. And we played that off a Saloon Records release.
That's right.
That Richard did, that the whole band did, you guys did, on the Saloon album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the Saloon label.
Right. Myra Mew, the owner of the Saloon. Wonderful man. Probably the hippest club owner I've ever worked for all these years.
He is a trip. He really
very
is.
Much a human being.
He's
very
helped keep the blues alive in there real tight.
A classical musician himself, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Before that, we heard from Ms. D and Steve Gannon. You were in that Monday night band at Blake's.
We did that for almost 15 years straight, every Monday night. It was a wonderful gig, and lots of good people came down there. Robert Cray came down there, Greg Allman. I mean, it was a wonderful gig, and very energetic, as you would imagine, right on Telegraph Avenue, right in the midst of Mario Savioville, there we were,
mm-hmm.
And so I missed that gig a lot. In fact, Blake's is no more.
That's right. But somebody just told me yesterday they reopened it under another name, though. The room is active again.
Oh, that's good to hear, and I hope they have live music of whatever genre.
That would be nice. That definitely would, because that room has such history.
The great Miss D, who's a local phenomenon, wonderful singer, was singing on that, too, with the Steve Gannon Band.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move right along. Willie Reiser, there's 38 years of cover, and we're not going to get it all. We got about another 33 minutes. Who do we got queued up now, Willie?
Who do we have queued up now? I think we have Mr. George Witzel queued up here, who I've been working with off and on since the 70s. George used to be in Crazy Horse a long time ago, and he's a prolific singer-songwriter, guitar player. And this is a tune from his album, Back Down the Road, called Babyface.
Let's check this out right here. Okay, is it the top one? Or the bottom one?
It's the top one.
All right.
She's just a little girl who will steal your heart. You better not let her get away. Everything you've got, and live to love another day. Baby's telling me that she likes to be free. I can't believe a word she said. And everyone she sees gets down on their knees, 'cause they need to be fed. Thank you. しなく続く夜明けのハイウェイよ、一人きりでドライブオールナイト、雲をつかむような夢だと言うけど誰にだってできるさ、やってみようよ。こんなことならやめとけよかったなんて、最後の最後まで言わないで。時もあるさ。 Take
No need to adjust your dial, ladies and gentlemen. No. That was a Japanese R&B featuring Willie Reiser on the bass. Willie, who was that?
That was my good friend Takezo Takeda.
Oh, that's Takezo?
Yeah.
You can still hear. He's living in the Bay Area, isn't he?
Sure, yeah.
You can see him play. He just played last week.
I played with him at the Saloon a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize he had done a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Here, sitting here with Willie Reiser, we're in the last 30 minutes of this retrospective on the life and times of Willie Reiser, which is not even close to being halfway finished. In fact, we were talking off mic here, and I think it's time to get Willie Reiser his own CD out so you can get a little respect out here.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't it? Before Takezo, we heard from George Witzel again, and that's some really interesting stuff you're doing with him, and he's still active, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, very much so. We're working on another album now. That'll make, I believe, five that I will have done with him when we're through with the new one.
It's amazing. Sooner or later, one of these got to hit and take you out.
Well, you have to keep doing it anyway. I have figured out that one of the wisdoms that comes with the aging process is you finally realize you're in this game because you love it, first and foremost.
Yeah.
When you're younger, and I've had some close misses with quote-unquote the big time, whatever that means, and bang, you know, pass you by, and you're back in the clubs again, and that's fine. The clubs will catch you. They'll support you. But after, as years go by, and you do a lot of recording, a lot of performing, and if you don't break through to a certain strata, you finally realize that that's not the point. The point is to play good bass.
There you go.
And to be glad that you're alive and working.
And before you leave, we're going to find out where you're playing so people listening to this interview can go out and see you play. And you got gigs from now until...
Sure, and I usually put them on my Facebook page where I'm working so people can find them there.
We'll get all that, too. You brought some 45s that you're on.
Yes.
Now, some of these are Chicago, some of these are Bay Area, are they all Chicago?
Yeah, this is Chicago we're going to listen to right now. This is Candace Love, and this tune... Heaven and Hell did get some airplay for a while on R&B stations in the Midwest. So it was kind of nice driving down Lakeshore Drive with my top down on my old ragtop, listening to this blast out of the beautiful tube AM radio.
Hearing yourself and your band on the radio.
That's right.
That had to be a feeling.
Analog richness.
Yep. Here it is.
Yeah. shout, yeah, in my heart I know that they're right. But I'm a woman, I need what I need.
Welcome back. Willie Reiser, for the last 2 hours, has been reminiscing and visiting with us here at KZSU. Us is me and you. And what we're doing here is reminiscing about the life and times, and surely not even close to being anywhere towards the end. It's just getting started.
Yeah, it's not an obit.
That's right. And those are all the 45s that you brought down today. I'm sure not they're not the only ones you appear on, but speak about those. That last guy, Pete Charles, talk about that 45.
Pete Charles is a guy who, a country artist, a rock and roll, a little R&B, kind of a hybrid of the three that I used to work with quite a bit around here, the Pioneer Saloon in Woodside and the old 1139 Club in San Carlos. And he's a wonderful guy. I did an album and a few singles with him. He lives up in Truckee now. And so that Daytime, Nighttime, I always liked that tune. Thought that was a good hook and a good bass line, kind of a Memphis Duck Dunn influence bass line. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
And then the other stuff was the two tunes, Between Heaven and Hell and Peace, Love, and Man, were done by Candace Love, and I recorded those in Chicago quite a while ago, and was very proud of those. And then the other tune, Boogie Down Mama's Son, was Herman Eberich, who's a fixture in the Bay Area. Herman the German, a wonderful piano player, songwriter, a singer, and a friend of his, Abati Awaka, from Africa. I don't remember which country, and that was a collaboration that the two of them did. And I thought that was a really good groove, too.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's get to information now, Willie. If folks want to get a hold of you, or if they want to find out where you're playing, where you're gigging, what you're doing, you're on Facebook, right?
That's the best way. Facebook is pretty straightforward, and almost all my gigs I post up there.
So what's your Facebook address?
Just my name, if you're on Facebook.
Willie Reiser?
Yeah, yeah.
R-I-S-E-R?
Yeah.
And is there a way people could, I guess they can contact you through Facebook?
Sure.
That's the magic of Facebook, right?
Sure.
And any shout-outs you want to do?
Absolutely. To my family. I don't believe in the term best friend, really. I mean, a friend is a friend. But if I had to use that term, I certainly would use it for my sister, Nina, who's been with me my whole life and is my spiritual advisor and just a wonderful, hip, eclectic, lovely human being. And my love to her and my nieces, Margaret and Elizabeth, and their families. They're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Springfield, Illinois. My son, Sean, who's here in San Francisco. And my cousins, Janie and John and Tom, who are in Denver. And, John is in Chicago now. He's relocated. And my cousins, Larry and David, who are out there somewhere. And a lot of the people I've worked with here in the Bay Area, Steve Gannon, Dennis Geyer, Miss D, they go on and on. Will Porter, Dickie McDonough, Joe LaCoco. I'm not mentioning all of them. There are too many to mention, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a lot of support and a lot of love.
Willie, I want to thank you so much for spending this 2 hours with us.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been an honor for me. A real honor and a pleasure.
You're a gentleman. You're a perfect gentleman and
thank
a scholar.
Thank you. Well, my dear mother and father deserve all the credit for that. At least I may have gone astray here and there, but they certainly raised me right.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with the one on the top. Is that Denny Geyer?
Let's see who's on top here.
Who's on top? And do want to let you know.
We have Steve Gannon, okay. And this is from his new album. And the tune here is called "Keep On Holding On." This is penned by Steve Gannon, and I think a very plaintive and beautiful tune.
Dial it to number 4. Want to let you know to stay tuned for Sadie O and New World Disorder. And in the meantime, keep it locked to KZSU. And here is Willie Reiser with Steve Gannon. And thank you very much for listening.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Sometimes it feels like you're living in some crazy dream. Things don't turn out to be what they seem. You find yourself wondering what in the world it all means. But you keep on holding on. You loved and you lost. Now she's gone on her way. Anything you can do, make her change her mind and stay. But time will ease the pain. So until that day, just keep on. Was waiting on me just a a little further up the road. So just keep